This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com as we kick off hour number one of the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com is the totally free website. Coming up here tonight, we got everything from the chicken and the egg to people needing teens for sex and a double standard that applies there. Spanking. We'll talk about that. Plus, corrupt cops. A teenager shoots an intruder. Some kids got suspended, or at least one kid was suspended, for caffeine gum. All of that and more.
Insidious.
Right? Your calls. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but apparently there is.
Probably pretty awful tasting.
All of that and your calls at 800-259-9231. And so we're going to start things out here tonight with this story. It was sent to me last night from Hollywood, the SunSentinel.com. It's one of those stories where you're glad that we actually have the right to bear arms in this country. It's one of those examples that, you know, makes it, it points out that how important it is to be able to defend one's castle with firearms, because these people in this story, they'd be dead if it weren't for their guns.
Mm.
Hollywood, Jarvaris Granger wished his father was there instead of him. His father was on the phone urging Granger, age 15, to get his gun, to get the gun that they used for shooting practice. Do what you have to do, the father said. Granger did. He aimed the gun and fired at the violent intruder. Family and friends are awed by Granger's bravery. Anyone who takes charge like that's definitely a hero, said his mom, Maxine Chandler. Before the MacArthur High School freshman fired the gun, he kept a cool head and remembered his father's shooting and safety lessons during the chaos early Saturday morning.
Well, you know, a 15-year-old boy is verging on manhood. Some would call him a young man, some would call him a boy still.
Right.
But I see that he's old enough to defend his home with a firearm.
There have been kids much younger than he who have defended their homes with firearms. His father, as long as you know what you're doing, as long as you've been out and practiced, you can handle it. His father, Lyndon Chandler, had left the house to visit a friend at the hospital. And again, this was on a Saturday morning of all times.
Friday night.
I'm sorry, you're right. No, wait, no, it's early Saturday morning.
Friday night.
Some kids watch cartoons.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's 3:30 a.m. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
His father, his father left. His wife heard a knock at the door, and thinking it was her husband coming home, she opened it. A stranger grabbed at her, and she pulled free and then slammed the door shut. It was 3:30 in the morning at this time. Granger woke with a start.
Apparently not a very good home invader if he managed to let the woman slip his grip and got the door closed on him.
Granger woke with a start, hearing his mother's frantic voice and something slamming against the front window. He ran out to the dark living room and saw his mother screaming at a man, cursing and muttering as the man cursing and muttering threw a bicycle at the window. Granger yelled at the intruder to leave. When his mother called his father on the phone and handed it to her son, the stranger began turning the doorknob, intent on getting in the home. Within seconds, Granger ran into his parents' bedroom, found the safety box, unlocked it, and loaded two guns for him and his mother. Thank goodness she was able to push this guy out, because if he had to unlock the box and load the guns, this did take precious seconds.
Many crimes have been committed within a few feet of a gun.
Right.
And if you can't get it in your hand and use it, it's just no good.
He ran back to the living room as the intruder threw a bicycle at the door and started kicking it in. His mother was too shaken to take the gun, so she ran to another bedroom where her daughters and visiting family members were hiding. I was really scared and nervous, but I knew I had to stay focused on what I had to do because my mom and the kids were in there, said Granger.
Has it mentioned at all why this intruder was there in the first place?
No, in fact, the article, I don't think it
why
does.
Why he's there throwing bikes at the door and trying to kick the door in? It seems like odd circumstances.
It does indeed. Well, the next moment, the man kicked down the door and jumped into the living room yards from Granger.
Kicked it down? Wow.
Apparently so. The ninth grader said, I didn't want to hurt anybody, so I fired off a warning shot. The intruder didn't leave until four shots later.
Wow.
Since the incident, friends and family members have called to congratulate the modest teenager who didn't tell his story until news reports made it hard to hide. His three sisters call him brave, his dad's very proud of the man of the house, and his mom says her family would have died if the man police later identified as Kyle Jumper had laid hands on them. Jumper, who's 22, is currently in the Memorial Regional Medical Center with two gunshot wounds.
He was jumping after he got shot a couple of times, wasn't he?
He's got a string of arrests dating back to 2001, including one for attacking a Seminole Reservation police officer the day before he allegedly broke into Granger's home.
Wow.
Granger is not facing charges, by the way, thank goodness.
I think we're probably going to see more news about this. If they're not explaining why this guy was there trying to break into this house, I'm betting if there is a reason, and that reason is
sometimes
probably
there is, sometimes there is.
He could just be a crackhead.
He could be. It's true.
But you're right.
But
I mean, this
throwing the bike at the door is not a logical action, you know, of somebody really just trying to get into a house.
Which might be why he's a crackhead.
Maybe. I mean, even a crackhead, there's some sort of rationality of trying to break down the door to get drugs. I mean, this sounds like somebody who there was something else going on. And
it
maybe
does sound that
he
way.
He picked up the bike and threw the bike at the door to, you know, as a symbol of something. You know, it just sounds like there's a story there. And
well,
the news
is so fresh. I mean, it just happened a matter of days ago.
Right.
The guy's still in the hospital. I don't know if the police have had a chance to even interview him yet. For all we know, he's out of it.
I believe there'll probably be a follow-up.
The second oldest child in the family, Granger, is not facing charges. He often goes to the range to practice shoot with his father. He's never been a victim of a crime before, but calmly went through all the gun safety steps his father taught him.
Did they say what size the weapon was?
It doesn't. Even after one gun jammed after
smaller
the first shot on Saturday. He even locked up the guns after Mr. Jumper left before he checked on his mother, saying, apparently my husband tried to get everyone to learn the safety of a gun, said his mom. It paid off.
Yeah. Good thing to teach your kids how to use a weapon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, can you imagine being in that situation, the adrenaline pumping, being able to even open up the gun chest, pull out the guns, and load them can be a real task.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're in that tense situation, life and death, I mean, you're going to actually, most people are going to start shaking because of the adrenaline that's pumping through them. So one of the things that some gun courses teach is actually firing under those conditions, mm-hmm. because it's one thing to go to the range and, you know, have a leisurely afternoon shooting off some weapons.
And how do they teach that? I mean, how do you induce those conditions? Do you just, you know, have somebody come to the range and say, okay, you're about to shoot your gun, and just punch him in the face?
There's a way that they do it, and I don't remember what it is.
Turn up loud music, maybe? Yeah.
No, I know there's one course where they actually hit you with a cattle prod just to really mess you up. Like, just to mess you up to see if you can actually still do something.
Get one of those exercise machines, like the vibrating belt thing. It shakes you.
It's intense. My dad actually went through one of these courses. He actually, of all places, it's done in New Hampshire. You go up there, and it's an entire weekend-long course, and you fire everything from handguns to machine guns and under a variety of different sort of circumstances, and cattle prods were involved.
My dad taught me to shoot at, I think, 10 or 11, and, you know, he took me out with his 22 long rifle, and I learned how to shoot starting then, and we progressively, you know, worked with more and more guns, and it's a good thing to teach your kid.
You know, that reminds me of something, and I think people will appreciate that I've been paying attention, but on our forums, there has been a request for an item for when we have the store.
Okay.
And one of those items that has been requested, very adamantly, in fact, is an officially a logo, a commercial Free Talk Live cattle prod.
No, come on.
And the request is there. It's on the forums. You can look up the post.
I don't think that there's going to be a big demand for that.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's a fairly expensive item, but it has been requested.
I think it might be a little simpler to maybe get some Free Talk Live stickers, and then you can just put one on your cattle.
Maybe that person wanted it to bring down to their firing range. You never know.
Could very well be. Well, since you bring it up, Johnson, the store is in the works.
It is.
It's not like you're just sitting around doing nothing.
That is true.
Really, that's what it seems like. But
it seems like that.
But that's not the case. We've been going through getting where we're going to have the products manufactured, getting the accounts all straightened away so that we can eventually have it when we open it and do it right.
Exactly. And we're going to at least have a T-shirt, maybe a bumper sticker. We're going to have a few different items to start out with, and then we'll expand from there. So all that, there's an entire forum dedicated to the new store. It's on our BBS.
If we get enough demand, Cattle prods it is.
Coming up, let's talk about numerology on the way. 800-259-9231. Do numbers mean something, or is it all BS? We'll talk about it. Come on, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition of the program. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. They're both totally free. freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, Johnson, you've got something about numerology. This is, you know, a topic that people, some people consider spooky.
Before we get into this, though, I just want to bring something up because I love attention. Okay. I love attention, and I've been getting a lot of it recently. I have my own very own hater now on the on the wiki, and it's fun. I've got just some random girl from Ohio decided to start some hate on me, and so you know, I wanted to comment on that because we mentioned the thing with the store, and there was some stuff going on, you know, because Mm-hmm. I've been catching some fire here on the wiki, so I think people should go. There is now a petition to have me fired.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I want everyone.
But you're not employed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a petition's not really fair because it should be a poll.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that way people who don't want you fired would vote to not have you fired.
Well, it's a petition. In other words, go sign it if they want me fired, and you know.
But I can't fire you. You're not employed.
Right, exactly.
But
well,
tell him he doesn't come on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you to go away.
Right, exactly. So I want everyone to go sign it.
Which, by the way, I was talking to Mark last night, and I came to the realization that we blew it. You know, hindsight is always 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's always been asking to fire Manwich.
Yeah.
We could have fired Manwich.
Oh, yeah, you
could. And brought back Mark. But we didn't.
But we
didn't.
Yeah.
So drop the ball.
Yep. Everybody always wants to fire me. Now you know what it's like. Get a little heat.
You know, if you, you know, if you fire up some Manwich, it's actually quite tasty. You put it on a little sourdough roll. It's good.
I'll take
your word
for it. Really liked it.
No.
No.
All right. So numerology. It's some people think it's spooky. They think numbers mean something. In fact, some people go crazy with this stuff. They take people's names and convert them into numbers, and then add all the numbers together, and they come up with a different number, and they say that means something.
Well,
but does it?
There's some interesting numbers, especially now. This whole time has been very interesting for people who believe in that sort of numerology. You know, with dates like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we have all these things that have been going on recently. Well, if you're just a bit more cautious on Friday the 13th, if you wouldn't fly on 9/11, or could never live in a house numbered 666, you are not alone.
Oddly enough, Jack Thompson, his phone number contains 666.
Ooh.
Okay, go ahead.
With 666, the date, June 6, 2006,
it's coming soon.
Looming, authorities in some cities are worrying prophecy theorists or hate groups might read something ominous into the date and use it as an excuse to stir tension. Some expectant mothers are making birthing appointments to ensure they avoid the date.
Oh my.
According to the Sunday Times in London. And for others, it is a marketing opportunity for 20th Century Fox remake of The Omen and Ann Coulter's book, Godless, The Church of Liberalism. Both come out on June 6th.
Hold on one second here. The mother's making birthing appointments, meaning they're going to induce birth, say, on the 5th or the 7th or something like that?
Wasn't born on 666.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's
paranoid.
Not forget that the Aztecs predict the end of the world, or at least some people predict say that the Aztecs predicted the end of the world in 2012.
Right.
Ooh. and they had a calendar that was more advanced than ours, too, so that they're right.
I also want to say, because they mentioned, you know, first of all, Ann Coulter's book and The Omen, I'm very torn now because there's another movie coming out on 666 called The Beast by Beyond Belief Media.
Okay.
And they're the ones who made the movie The God Who Wasn't There.
Yes.
And that's quite a good movie. And, you know, that's coming out. So now I'm torn because the Omen looks good and that movie looks good. So I have no idea which one I'm going to see.
But is The Beast going to get a wide release? Is it actually going to be in theaters?
It'll probably be in theaters, but it's probably going to be in art house theaters,
yeah.
Which we happen to have one in the town. So,
right.
You know, it's just going to be a matter of choosing or seeing both. Or I don't know. I definitely want to have
both. You mean you won't be sacrificing a small child in an altar in the middle of the forest on 666?
Maybe a little bit of that. Maybe a little bit of that. But it's going to be hard to pack that in. You know, I've got to be out at metal concerts all day.
You only have 24 hours.
Yeah.
You've got to get it all done.
Yeah, you got to pack a lot of stuff in that day. You know, that and, you know, worshipping, you know, eagle statues and, owl statues and, you know, giving donations and, you know, stuff to the New World Order. I mean, I don't know.
I predict that 666 is going to be just as uneventful of a day as any other day. Of course, if anything bad happens, all the ultra-religious people will say, I knew it! I knew it the whole time!
Well,
Satan's here today!
I don't necessarily agree with that, because the day will be an eventful in and of itself, like this article is saying, because there are so many people that do believe in this numbers garbage.
They'll start it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's going to be parties on that day. There's going to be movies on that day.
Right.
I'm going to be going. There's going to be events. Therefore, the day will be eventful.
Now, you're not a Satan worshiper, are you?
No, of course not. Of course not. I don't know.
Does the 666, I mean, Mark, you know a lot about the religion thing. Does that actually have anything to do with the devil, or is it, I've heard it's not
sure,
even
the
number
of the beast.
Is it?
666.
I see.
But that's in Revelations. It's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible.
Right.
And Revelations has, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of conjecture that Revelations wasn't written by John that they believe that it was written by, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
There's just a lot of conjecture about Revelations.
What I was going to say is I do like death metal. I mean, I like a lot of things that are typically associated with the devil and it's satanic, you know. I like metal. I like
I don't
rock
think
concerts.
Metal
I like
it anyway.
Metal is typically associated
metal.
With. It. There is Christian metal. Have you ever listened to any of it?
I have actually.
Yeah.
Just to see what it was like.
Yeah. Ooh, not good.
It sounds like all the other metal except with lyrics like "I love Jesus" and stuff like that.
Yeah. Anyway, the number 666 is used to refer to the beast in the Bible's book of Revelations. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had that mark, which is the name of the beast, or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666.
That's straight out of the Bible, is that right?
Yeah,
apparently.
Okay.
666. Very exciting.
So, among many coincidences that occur with the numbers, life itself is based partly on these three. Carbon atoms, key to life as we know it, have six protons, six neutrons, and six electrons in their most common form. That there is concern over the date at all is a reflection of how popular it's become to search for the hidden meanings in numbers, experts say. People have a tendency to latch on to things like numbers that help them make sense of the world, said Mario Livio, an astrophysicist and author of The Equation That Couldn't Be Solved.
Yeah, well, in some cases, numbers are important. For instance, it's important to know how many degrees it is outside during the daytime.
Yeah, that's, I think, relevant information as opposed to things that really don't have a direct result, you know, and I don't even know. If you're just not looking at statistics or looking at any information with a purpose, you're just making superstitious links.
Right, and I'm sure there's more about the superstition side of all this coming up here. 800, our numbers are 800-259-9231, and that means a lot to us. If you dial in, bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday edition of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, which is where you can go to get all kinds of free stuff, including archives. In fact, we've got a year's worth of archives right there on the front page of our website. You can go and grab them up for free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about numbers. We're talking about numerology, which is this sort of superstitious, spooky stuff that apparently some people are really into. I mean, some people believe that numbers mean something, like the number of letters in your name is going to determine when you die and, you know, what your personality is going to be like. I mean, it's just as asinine as astrology and other
palm reading.
It's also one of the weakest links, I think, of a lot of conspiracy theories. Whenever you hear someone turning to, I think, one of these numerological things, that's immediately, to me, one of the first cues that I go, that person's a little bit kooky.
Yeah. Well, can you give me an example of
I'll give you a good example. Here we go. Okay, so conspiracy theorists tend to turn to the number 11 when looking at 9-11, the 9-1-1 conspiracy.
Okay.
Because 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11.
Ooh.
And 11's in the number.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And the first plane to hit the World Trade Center was...
But wait. See, this is where they screw up. Because 9 plus 1 plus 1 may be 11, but then you take the 1 and the 1 and you actually get 2.
Well, wait, because, you see, the first plane to hit the World Trade Center was American Airlines Flight 11.
Uh-huh.
Also, AA can be translated as the alphabet's version of 1-1, 11.
Yes, it can.
The state of New York was the 11th state added to the Union.
Mm.
The names, George W. Bush, New York City, Air Force One, Afghanistan, and the Pentagon all contain 11 letters.
What about Iraq?
I guess not.
Okay.
But Iraq has nothing to do with this, so see, we made a mistake. It's Afghanistan that has 11.
If we'd only looked at the numbers!
We would have known not to invade that silly country.
Silly. That's just a few of the examples.
Right. But these people, when they hear that stuff, when they hear all those claims, they get scared. They get excited. Oh, does this mean something? It was meant to happen this way. You know, it's just silly. People get into this.
Well, the article goes on to talk a lot, a little bit about how it has a history and Pythagoras' theorem. And I guess there were followers of Pythagoras who had a maxim to describe the universe as all is number. So I guess that's kind of a theory that they believed everything related to numbers.
Right. So because some guy way back when said something about numbers, he created a following, and then that sort of parlayed into a bunch of nutcases.
Right. Numerologists, astrologists, and the like. That ilk. Well, when it comes to lucky numbers, apparently a lot of mathematicians, of course, dismiss this. However, people can also make numbers lucky simply by believing that they will be lucky when they have those numbers around them. These preconditioned thoughts strongly contribute towards their manifestation of luck. A psychologist, Ducey, said, the obsession with particular numbers also tend to wax and wane according to the trends of popular culture. Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, has played a part with this showcase of the golden ratio, or divine proportion. He also has a book, The Golden Ratio, Livio, I mentioned him earlier, where it says, the very precise number is said to exist mysteriously in various places in nature and be extremely attractive to the human eye. Spin-offs in the worlds of architecture, art, and even diet books are the result of the code phenomenon. And
I've heard of the golden ratio before.
The golden ratio and the golden number is simply, it was devised because of arches in Roman architecture. It was just the point at which one could create a successful arch without having that arch collapse in on them, and it
right.
had to do with a spiral, and they did mathematical squares and whatnot from that. I don't know that that has anything to do with a code being ingrained in everything, because buildings throughout time have used sound architectural principle.
Well, I would say that there's a code ingrained to some extent or another in what people find pleasing to the eye. You know, there's symmetry and those
right.
kind of things. So,
sure.
I mean, you know, symmetrical things probably have some kind of mathematical basis that
well,
I
yeah,
don't really
I mean,
understand.
There's a lot of, I mean, to an extent, Pythagoras was correct in that symmetry in life is mathematical to an
but
extent.
But then again, in certain art and other things, it's specifically... you want to specifically break symmetry, and that can be beautiful
yeah,
as well. You have asymmetry, and
but most people, I think, do agree. I mean, when it comes to art, no one's ever going to agree
no.
as far as whether they like it or not. But in general, things that are symmetrical do tend to be pleasing to the human's eye. And in nature, you do have a lot of sort of mathematical concepts like fractals. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is something you can create on the computer. You can create
right.
fractals, which are these really pretty graphical
snowflakes.
Designs, which are essentially based... Snowflakes are an example. Trees are also
right.
very fractal. It's an example of just sort of this mathematical code that just repeats on into infinity.
Things fracturing along lines.
Right. And of course, computers are all numbers. I mean, behind the scenes, ones and zeros. But we're going to the phones because the biggest number that people are most certainly concerned with is 666. And let's talk to Keith in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Keith.
Hey, how's it going, freedom lovers?
Hey,
Ian
what's
Johnson.
On your mind? What's
okay,
on your mind, Keith?
So I wanted to talk about two things. First, I'd like to start with my plans for 666.
Yeah?
Well, I want to shoot darts at a picture of Johnson while I listen to death metal and get drunk and high, of course.
Wait, are you... Oh, wait, I thought you had a female hater, Johnson.
Yeah.
Is this another hater now?
No, this is a... Is this Keith and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably hasn't finished reading the thread that has happened on the boards, where Keith is advocating for basically what I would consider sex offenders.
What do you mean?
There's a thread going on because there's currently a little bit of crossover between our show and another podcast, Keith and the Girl, where I've been having kind of a discussion recently because a caller, I guess, I don't know if this person was a listener of our show or not, like somebody who went by the handle Coconut online, decided to call in because Keith has been covering, what is this, Dateline, I guess, I don't know if it's NBC or ABC, there's a news show called Dateline, where what they do is they pretend to be 14-year-old girls and go online and get... predators.
The news people are pretending.
Right. The news people are pretending to be 14-year-old girls, 13-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls, or 12-year-old little boys.
Right.
And have very explicit conversations with these,
pervs.
Yeah, pervs. I mean, that's the easiest way to put it, is just they have conversations with these perverts, and they entice them to go over to this house. I don't know how many people they talk to, but they on the show, they had gotten up to 20 people to come out to these houses and show up ready for action. And Keith said, you know, this caller called in and harassed Keith for saying that these guys needed to have, see something that was weird, you know, a 34-year-old guy being interested in a 14-year-old. It's inappropriate, it's weird, it's wrong. And this caller called in and was basically saying that Keith was out of line for saying that these guys should go to jail and that these guys...
well, they shouldn't go to jail.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but we should get into this a little bit more.
So,
is Keith still online?
Keith, are you there?
Yes, and I didn't want to talk about that either. I had something.
Well, you brought it up enough, so we're going to talk about it. Hold on.
Hang on. 800-259-9231, because where's Keith coming from? Is he for the teen sex, or is he against it? I don't understand. We'll find out on the way. 800-259-9231. And actually, Mark, you had something about this tonight as well, just by coincidence. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the shrine at freetalklive.com. We bring Keith back online in Tennessee. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Now, we were talking about, and you said you didn't want to talk about this, but you brought it up. So let's get it out there. Johnson, you were involved with some controversy about these news organizations that are, I guess, they're posing as their teenage girls online to lure,
attract pervs,
yeah, to lure people to a house, and then they have a camera there waiting, and they say, you're on TV.
So essentially they lied to them. But, okay, so this caller called Keith, of Keith and the Girl, not Keith of Keith and Stuff, was on the line right now.
Right.
And basically, you know, just
essentially said it was okay.
Yeah, basically, essentially said it was okay. And I said, look, no, it's not okay. It's wrong. I agree with
it. It meaning guys in their 30s going to have sex with teenage girls.
Right, exactly. There's something, there's definitely something weird there. It's definitely wrong. It's definitely, there's questionable morality there. And Keith jumped on and when I said, and I had actually IM'd Keith of Keith and the Girl, because Keith made the claim that the caller was you, Ian.
Yeah, great.
It
was not, in fact.
Yeah, it was not. And I was just, I had to harass Keith of Keith and the Girl a little bit about that. And when I did that or whatever, I also got in the forums later because that guy, Coconut, who made that call, posted on our forums as well.
Right.
I don't know if he was already currently a listener of ours or
maybe
whether or not he just, because of the mention, decided to come to our forums. So after he posted that and he was talking all about that, there was some discussion on our forums, and I went in and said, look, I think Keith is dead on, you know, right about saying that, yeah, it is weird, it is immoral. And Keith and Stuff here on the line said that I was calling for laws, which I absolutely didn't do. I don't know if you've seen the thread since then, Keith, but I didn't call for any laws. I said that it was immoral and wrong. And in fact, I did say that I think the biggest part of the problem is that we're using age to determine these things. We're using arbitrary numbers. And that was what I said in the forums. I didn't call for any laws. There wasn't anything, you know...
What Johnson did is just confuse all your listeners by using the word Keith so much, and that's actually a Nazi tactic. Like another Nazi tactic Johnson used on your bulletin board system.
What do you mean?
I specifically clarified that there are two different Keiths here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
And then he changed it, and then he changed it again, and now, of course, since he's getting beat up over this, he keeps retracting.
He's not getting beat up.
What are
you
talking about?
Yet.
I specifically specified that there's Keith and Stuff who's on the line. I gave out your specific screen name, and I gave out more plugs for Keith and the Girl, the show, than we should have ever given out on the air on here.
It's not that great of a show.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So you've given up. So back to what I wanted to call about. Manwich mentioned state incarceration rates time ago. And so I looked up for my favorite state, New Hampshire. Basically, the stats for New Hampshire, just real quick, it is the fewest females in prison that are serving 1 year or more terms, which is 119 females.
Okay.
It has the fourth lowest incarceration rate in the nation with 187 prisoners per 100,000. And a favorite state probably of Johnson's has the highest, Louisiana, with 816 people per 100,000.
You know what? Just eat some crow and take your foot out of your mouth and just accept the fact that I didn't call for laws and you were mistaken. Accept the fact that you were wrong, you were mistaken. I didn't call for laws and just move on.
Retracted your call for laws.
What?
I'm glad that Johnson has retracted his call for
laws.
I didn't make one. Read the forum.
Thanks for the call, Keith. 800-259-9231. I read it, and I didn't see anything like
I
that.
I never called for any laws.
Just
it didn't happen.
Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean that you're calling for a law. You just think it's wrong.
Right. I specifically said that there was no solution. Keith, I think you need to go back and do a little rereading and look at the edit times on my posts, because guess what? There aren't any.
I think the solution, I think there's a solution. You're talking about there's no solution for this so-called problem of older guys having sex with underage girls. The solution is clearly social ostracism. The solution is to, you know, if this is...
I don't think that that's clear, to tell you the truth. I think that's clear in Libertopia. As far as in our current society, I don't think that's correct at all. I think that's la-la land. I agree with what some other people have said who have taken... There's a pretty large majority of people who hear us talk about this particular issue and think that we're nuts when we say social ostracism is acceptable.
I'd like to come out and say, I think that if you have sex with underage children, you need to go to the clink.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I knew that
have
there
I
was going to be
mediated
division on this, and this wasn't going to be a short thing.
Well, you think that you should lock someone up for having sex with a 16, 15-year-old girl? Is that what you're saying?
I think that...
Or on the other side, a 15, 16-year-old boy?
States have to have laws on these things, and yes, I do.
It's the age difference. Here's my whole viewpoint on
difference.
It, and I'm not sure about laws and whatnot. I don't think that there's a clear solution yet because of this. And again, I think it's the numbers. I think the numbers make it what's so weird because we determine everything on age limits right now. What I think is... going on that's very odd is that basically we determine 18. We've got 18 as kind of that limit. For some odd reason. And when you have a 32-year-old who, say, you know, sleeps with a, you know, a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, that 12, 13, 14-year-old, if you hear 12, 13, and 14-year-olds talk about sexual experiences, they don't know what's going on. They don't know the consequences. They don't know anything about the world yet, for the most part. And that 34-year-old does. So if that 34-year-old engages with a 14, 13, 12-year-old, they are possibly, it's possibly force and fraud.
Well, I think that the best solution, maybe beyond social ostracism, would be just the fact that daddy might come to his house with a baseball bat and, you know, take a swing at his head or something like that, in which case, you know, maybe the jury would go easy on him. for doing that, for protecting his kids. More on the way, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Mark.
That's again 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing here, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, then we'd like you to shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can pretty much buy almost anything. I mean, they have 34 categories to shop in, including everything from sporting goods to baby clothes to furniture to electronics and more. Even magazine subscriptions are all there, amazon.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, they've got a really great deal on shipping if you order more than $25 in products. Now, not all of the products qualify for this, but a good amount of them do. It's called Free Super Saver Shipping, and so if you get up above $25, free shipping. So amazon.freetalklive.com. Basically, we get a percentage of your sale, and you get your shopping done. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll come back to this whole teen sex controversy, because, Mark, you've got something on this to talk about tonight as well. But we got to talk to Jeanette in Texas. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Jeanette, you're on with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Jeanette.
Well, I just wanted to jump back into this upcoming date that, you know, has all the Christians in a meltdown.
666.
Oh, yeah. But the problem is it's not 666.
What is it?
18? Well, if you approach it from a numerological standpoint, which is what they're doing, it's 6626.
Why is that?
It's the year 2006.
Oh, you're just taking out the zeros?
Yes.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But you can't take zeros out of 2006. I mean, it's 6-6-2006.
It's like taking the zero out of the date and then the month.
Yeah, but you can take the zero out of the month and the day because it's 06, which means the zero's not really there. It's just a placeholder.
Exactly.
You can't take zeros out of 2006.
But anyway, you have to add a 2 in there if you're speaking, you know, if you're following numerology, uh-huh. which is what they're doing.
Are you a numerologist?
No. I'm not sure what I believe concerning numerology, you know, what its effects are and if it has any validity at all. I haven't studied it that much.
So they're viewing the zeros as insignificant numbers, and then they're choosing to view the two also as an insignificant number. And in no way in math is 2 an insignificant number. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so it kind of just like blows their little paradigm right out of the water. Yeah.
And the zeros in 2006 are not insignificant because they are after a number. So they're between the decimal point and to the left.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so, thank you for the call, Jeanette, we certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As far as doing research on numerology, I say don't waste your time. It's crack pottery. Let's talk to Baker in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to comment. Did you guys hear about the alleged shootings being shot at Capitol Hill today?
Yeah. There were apparently 2 gunshots on Capitol Hill today, and they don't know what it's from or why it happened from the story that I read. And, what do you got?
Well, I just think it's funny that this happens just days after Congress was just in uproar over the FBI raiding Representative Johnson's office and how.
Right.
I mean, couldn't they have? It was allegedly an anonymous call. I mean, it could have just been a car backfiring or construction, you know?
Well, according to.
I think it's the Bilderbergers.
According to Drudge, it was construction noise.
Well, I just think that this would be a convenient smokescreen to lock down the Rayburn building and just have the FBI raiding everyone's offices.
I wouldn't mind if they raided a whole bunch of political offices.
I wouldn't either. I'm all for that.
Thanks,
like you said
Baker.
The night before, they deserve no privacy.
Thank you very much for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. Eric in Texas wants to give us an EFF update on bloggers' rights. Plus, we'll come back to this whole teen sex controversy. Should people be punished for having sex with underage people? We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.